You can be debt-free. You can be financially independent. You can live a life of abundance.
During his 7 years in the financial counseling profession, Mark LaDuca has made debt freedom and financial freedom a personal crusade. He has touched thousands with his message of motivation and wealth-building principles. The concepts you're going to learn in this program have literally changed people's lives from despair into prosperity. So get excited about this opportunity because you're about to change your life for the better.
Hi, this is Mark LaDuca, and I want to personally thank you for choosing my Debt Freedom Financial Freedom program. And you need to know that by listening to this program, you've now taken the first step in taking control of your life, becoming debt-free, and creating a destiny of financial freedom and abundance. On this program, you and I will create a financial plan to do the following things. First of all, the whole reason why you purchase this program is because you want to become debt-free. And I'm going to show you how to do that as quickly and as effectively as we possibly can. I'll show you how to set a date by which you will become debt-free. You'll know that by a certain date in the future, your debts will be completely paid off by using this plan. I'm going to show you how to set up a workable budget, step by step. We're going to talk at length about how to reduce payments to your creditors. We're going to talk about how to negotiate with your creditors and win with them, get your way with them. We'll talk about, what do you do if this program doesn't work? In other words, you've done everything that I've told you to do, and still your budget doesn't balance, and you're just not having any success. What are your options then? What are some things that can be done? I want to give you the tools to not only become debt-free, but financially independent. And most importantly, I want to motivate you to act. My goal for you is just not merely to get you out of debt. It's to change this adversity into an ultimate success for you. I want to help you to take control and change your life for the better. Now, on to my program. Now, you'll notice that my financial program is in two parts, or two cassettes. The first one, the one that you're listening to right now, is informational and motivational. Now, this has been designed to give you a point of reference so that when things go wrong in your life as you're implementing this program, you'll have a place to come back to. I'm here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what I want to do is continually reaffirm why you're doing this and what the results are going to be. And they're going to be good results if you stick with this program. So when you're having a rough time of it, when the washing machine breaks down or the car breaks down, or you have uncooperative creditors on the phone and you feel yourself wanting to get off track, that's when I want you to come back to this tape so that we can reaffirm your goals and keep you moving forward. What I'd want to be for you is your personal financial success coach so that I can keep you focused. You know what I'm saying? Focused towards that long-term goal of financial independence and a debt-free lifestyle. On the second cassette is what I like to refer to as the real-time debt-free planning workshop. And this is where you and I will work together to create a blueprint for debt freedom. I call it real-time because I'll give you an assignment. You'll hit the pause button on your tape deck. You'll go and do that assignment. After that's completed, you'll hit the pause button again and continue on with the program, step by step. We'll have created a budget and a payment arrangement schedule with your creditors by the time you've completed all the tasks. This is your, as I said before, a blueprint to financial independence. So let's now get on with the motivational and informational section of this program. The first thing I'd like to talk to you about is developing a plan to win the financial game. Now, I've heard some statistics recently that are just amazing. This just knocks my socks off. Out of 100 people that reach the age of 65, retirement age, 4 will be financially independent, 1 will be rich, and the rest will be broke. And this in the richest land that's ever been known to mankind. How does this happen? I think there's 2 reasons why it happens and it happens so consistently. Number 1, people don't set goals for themselves. They just don't. They don't know where they're going. They don't think about their retirement years. They don't think about their future. And the other reason is, is because there's just too much debt in this country. Too much debt held by individuals, by corporations, and by our federal government. And servicing that debt from month to month is zapping the very capital that could be going towards a long-term investment program for ourselves to create financial independence. Let me give you some statistics. The average household in this country is in debt for about $15,000, not including the mortgage. Okay, this is just revolving type debt. The average payment to keep that debt going from month to month, to keep it paid, is about $530 a month. Of that $530, about $246 is going just for the interest on that debt from month to month. And at the same time, the savings rate in this country is below 3% for the average family. So on one hand, people are paying 18, 19, 20% interest, and on the other hand, they're not saving anything. And this is causing a great burden on our whole society, not just us as individuals. But what can we as individuals do about it? Well, the first thing is, you must have a plan to win the financial game. Let's think about winning the financial game in terms of a car race. The first thing that you have to have is an engine to get you to your goal. The engine in this case is your budget. Let's talk about the budget. You know, your budget is the foundation of your entire financial success or failure. And it's usually the lack of a budget that causes failure. But you know, I've been in the financial planning practice for 8 years. And when I sit down with my clients, it's almost always the same thing. When I talk about the need to live within a budget, it's right then that I get all kinds of funny looks. And they say things to me like, I don't want to live within a budget because it's too constraining, it's too confining. I feel like I'm in bondage to it. But you know something? Think about this for a second. It's the exact opposite that's true. Because when you don't have a budget, that's when you become in bondage to your creditors. That's when you become a slave to the fact that you have more month than you do money. You end up confined to your debt like a big ball and chain around your neck. And the thing is that our personal finances impact all areas of our life. You know, it's hard to be happy when your personal finances are out of control. You know, the real important things in life are family, your faith, love of country, your love of your job. But it's hard to enjoy those things when they're coming and repossessing your car. And I'm sure you've heard over and over again, the statistics prove this out, that the leading cause of divorce in this country are money problems. So the bottom line is, it's hard to enjoy life when your personal finances are out of control. So it's important that you take control. That's what this program is about, taking control. Now, in setting up a budget, here are some parameters that I'd like you to try to work within. I like to talk to you about the 10-70-20 principle. Now, this is simply to pay yourself 10% of your net income, to live on 70% of your net income. This is for food, clothing, shelter, various sundry needs. 20% of your income should be going to a debt reduction program. Now, it's not always possible right off the bat to get into these parameters, but this is what you should be striving for. Now, a lot of people ask me, hey, Mark, what about giving 10%? I'd like to give 10% to my church. I'd like to give 10% to my charity. I think that's great, and I encourage you to do that. You know, I've heard over and over from successful wealth builders the importance of giving of your time, your talent, your money, of giving of yourself. And when you do these things, it creates a feeling of abundance within you. It creates a feeling of self-worth. And I really think that's important. So the way I would suggest going about this is to decide on what percentage you want to contribute to whatever charity. If you're going to use 10%, that's great. So take the 10% from your net income and then operate on the 10-70-20 principle on the balance of your income. Now, here's a critical, critical point that I want you to pay close attention to. This is the key to becoming debt-free and becoming debt-free quickly. And that is to view all your debts as one large debt. So let's say you have 5 different accounts and you add up all the payments on those accounts and it comes to $100 a month. What that means is every month you're going to pay $100 no matter what. So if you pay off one of the accounts and let's say $20 a month was going to that account, You don't take that $20 and put it back in your home budget, or worse yet, go out and charge up that card some more so you can continue making payments on it. What you do is you take that $20 and you put it on the next account. So maybe the next account you were paying $25. Well, you add that $20 from the one that you've paid off. Now you're paying on the next account $45. You see what's happening? You keep increasing the payments to the creditors without increasing the total amount that's coming into your debt-free program. Now, in the workshop portion of this program, I'm going to show you how to calculate your debt freedom date. After you've done that, after you've figured that out, you're going to need to get about 3 3x5 cards and write that date on those cards. For example, I will be debt-free by January 1st, 1996. You're going to write that on all three cards. You're going to carry one with you, maybe put one on the bathroom mirror, maybe put one on the nightstand next to your bed. And the reason for this is to always keep you focused towards your goal of becoming debt-free and financially independent. You see, you can't wish yourself out of debt, but you must set a goal to be out of debt, to be debt-free. Now, another thing that I recommend is that you reward yourself after you've become debt-free. And write that reward, whatever it's going to be, on that 3x5 card. And make plans to receive that reward. Here's an example of how that's done. I recently counseled a client who told me that she always wanted to go to Hawaii. She always wanted to take this vacation with her husband and hasn't been able to do it because of all the debts that she had. She was paying $1,500 a month towards her debt reduction program. And I asked her, how much do you think it would cost to go to Hawaii? She said, well, I figure about $7,000. Now, in her debt reduction plan, we determined that in a year and a half, she would become debt-free. So if you add another 5 months to that plan, she would be able to accumulate the $7,000. See how that's done? She's spending $1,500 a month towards her debts. After her debts are paid, that $1,500 a month can go into a savings program towards her trip to Hawaii. So we determined that on June 30th, 1995, she was going to become debt-free. So we take July, August, September, October, November, 5 months. In December, she could take that trip to Hawaii. So we decided she was going to go before Christmas. So we decided that between December 1st and the 15th, she was going to be in Hawaii. Now, her supervisor happens to be a personal friend of mine. I went to him and said, hey, my client is going to be out of town on these 2 weeks in 1995. So just plan on her not being there. Let's block out this time on the calendar. And we did that. The next thing we did was we called a travel agent and got all kinds of information about Hawaii. My client went and got pictures of palm trees and sandy beaches and clipped them to her 3x5 card. So there was that constant reminder of what she was working for. She wanted that trip, and by golly, she was going to get it. So make a personal reward part of your overall debt-free strategy. And I don't care what it is. Maybe it's a dream vacation. Maybe it's a new car or a new home. Whatever it is, do it and make it part of that plan. Write it on your 3x5 card. Now, to go from debt freedom to financial freedom, how do you get there? Well, I think the easiest way is to use the money that was going towards your debt-free plan after your debt is paid off into a long-term savings program. Remember I talked about the average family had $15,000 in debt and $530 a month was going to service that debt on a monthly basis? Well, if you took that $530 after you became debt-free and invested it at an annual rate of about 12%, and you did that for 25 years consistently, you would end up with over $1 million. That's right. You would become a self-made millionaire. Imagine that. That's why I say that these problems that you're experiencing right now can, if you practice these principles, be the catalyst to a life of abundance. That's what I mean when I say, let's turn this adversity that you're experiencing now into an ultimate success. Hey, let me tell you something. Right now in this country, over 10% of the working adults are near bankruptcy. The difference between you and the others, though, is that you're doing something about it. You're taking action. You're listening to this tape program. You're going to set goals to change your life. So feel good about that, because that's important. Now, the next thing I'd like to share with you is what I call the accountability factor, or the attaboy principle. This is a very, very important principle that can really help you towards your goals. Now, here's what I suggest that you do. You got to find somebody that you really trust, maybe a relative or a close friend or somebody that you can open up to and share this problem that you're having with. Now, I know what I'm saying. I know that's hard to do, but find this person, and this is how you should use that person. Say, look, I'm having financial problems right now. I've set up a program to resolve them. What I need you to do as my friend is check with me every week and see how I'm doing. For example, my friend might say, hey, Mark, did you use any plastic this week? If I did, then I need a good swift kick in the pants. If I didn't, I need an attaboy. They might say, hey, Mark, did you stay within your budget? Are you working your plan like you're supposed to? If I am, then I need a pat on the back. I cannot tell you how important that is. It may sound strange to you, but believe me, it's a factor that can really make the difference in this plan. Why is Weight Watchers so successful? What are they doing different from everybody else? I submit to you that it's the accountability factor. If you've ever been to a Weight Watchers meeting, you've seen how it works. A person gets on the scale. If they've lost weight this week, there's applause and a lot of encouragement. If they haven't, or if in fact they've gained weight, there's boos and hisses. And it really makes a difference in your whole attitude, because you want that pat on the back, and you don't want the kick in the pants. Does that make sense to you? Because if it does, and you use this principle, it can really make the difference for you. And speaking of accountability, there's one thing that I really want to stress here at this point. If you're married, you've got to work together. If you don't, I can tell you right now, this program is doomed. And so are you, probably. What you've got to do is get cooperation from each other. You both should be listening to this program together right now. You both should be doing the debt-free planning workshop together. You both have to work together to achieve your goals. If you do, the results are going to be great. But if you don't, you might as well pack this thing in right now, because it's never going to work. You see, what you both have to decide, or you alone, is that, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of financial problems? If you are, you must take consistent action and stay focused towards your goals. You know, there's one thing that I can absolutely guarantee you, and that is, as you're working with this plan, there are things that are going to come up that's going to want to take you off the road to financial freedom if you let it. Okay? Things like the car might break down, or the washing machine might explode in your face, or the creditors might not be cooperative today. When that happens, you got to repeat your commitment to stay with this plan.
What?
Now, how do you negotiate with those creditors? Well, first of all, as you're speaking to them on the phone, always be polite. Okay, never be belligerent, but be firm. You must speak with conviction. I call it having the attitude. Now, I don't necessarily mean have a bad attitude or a mean attitude toward the creditors. I mean have an attitude that I know what I'm doing and this is the way it's going to be. So that when the creditor calls up and says, I want $100 next Friday and you're only planning on sending them $25 2 weeks from now, you stay committed to that plan and that's the way it's going to be, Mr. Creditor, and that's all there is to say about it, and just hang up the phone. Many creditors that you talk to will be cooperative, but there's always those few that don't want to cooperate no matter what. You must remember that the collector on the other end of the phone is just doing his job. That's his job, to try to collect that debt. And he's not necessarily concerned with the fact that you owe several other creditors, so he's not very objective. So just keep that in mind. Tell him when you're going to send the money and how much it's going to be, and there's no more to be said about it. And as politely as you possibly can, hang up the phone. Now, you'll get some creditors, and you might have heard this already. I hear it over and over again when I'm dealing with my clients. Mr. Smith, if you don't send me $500 by next Friday, we're going to garnish your wages. Well, for a creditor to garnish your wages, he must go through the legal process first, and that's quite extensive. The creditor will first have to transfer the account to a local attorney within your state. In other words, if you have some bank in another state collecting on a Visa account and he says he's going to garnish your wages tomorrow, it's not going to be done. In fact, what usually happens is after the account is transferred to a local attorney within your area, that attorney will try to collect on the account before he pursues it legally. The legal process normally takes about 6 months before you get a trial. At that point, you can simply appear in court and ask the judge for a payment arrangement. It's usually called in most states a petition for partial pay order. You simply ask the judge for the same payment arrangement that you figured out from this program and tell him that you'll make that same payment each and every month until the account is paid in full. Normally, the judge will put that right through, and as long as you live up to that obligation, there will be no garnishment of your wages. So don't let that fear of garnishment stop you or stray you from this program. And definitely don't let a creditor tell you that he's going to garnish your wages tomorrow. Another thing that you should know is if a creditor is calling you at work, you can simply tell them that your supervisor does not approve of this call and they must stop calling. Under the provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Act, when you tell a creditor not to call you at work because your supervisor doesn't appreciate it, they have to abide by your request. And by the way, the Fair Debt Collection Act is a great tool against collection agencies. If you have a collection agency calling you, all you have to do is write them a letter stating that under the provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Act, you don't want them calling you anymore, or simply that no further phone contact will be tolerated. Now, under that law, the collection agency must abide by your request as long as it's in writing. Now, I think this is a fabulous tool, because collection agencies do what? They play on your emotions. And that's just the kind of thing that can get you off this plan real fast. Some collection agency who has no idea of your situation demanding huge payments that you cannot possibly afford. So what I'm telling you is to take the emotionalism out of that and use the tool of the Fair Debt Collection Act to your advantage. Now, unfortunately, this only works for collection agencies. For example, if you had XYZ Bank collecting for XYZ Bank, they can call you all they want, as much as they want, within certain time frames, and it doesn't matter if you write them all the letters in the world. But when it's a third-party collection agency, for example, ABC Collection Agency collecting for XYZ Bank, then this Fair Debt Collection Act applies. You can simply write them the letter and stop the phone calls. You know, it is of the utmost importance that you not let these creditors take you off the track. Okay? Because they're going to try and key in on your emotions. And it's important that you stick to this plan. And that's what's going to give you the results if you do stick to this plan. On that 3x5 card that we talked about before, I want you to write 5 reasons why you're going to stay with this plan. These are reasons that need to empower you. Reasons like, I'm sick and tired of creditor calls. Reasons like, I want a better life for myself and my family. I want to prove myself, and perhaps to others, that I can control my life. I want financial independence. I don't want to pay all that interest. I don't care what your reasoning is, but get those reasons on that card and have at least 5 of them. And when the going gets rough, I want you to take out that 3x5 card and take a look at those reasons again to refresh your memory and keep you focused on your goals. Now we've come to a very, very important part of the informational motivational section of this program. This is where I want to reach into your mind, if I can, and touch the nerve that's going to get you to act and change your life permanently. Now I want you to close your eyes for a second and just think about this. Clear your mind and just think, what will happen if I don't take this action? If I don't do something about this financial situation? What's it costing you financially right now? What's it costing you in terms of your future? What's the cost in terms of your personal life? How is this affecting your self-esteem? What's the cost there? What's the cost perhaps in terms of your marriage, in terms of your family relationships, or in terms of your relationships with others? What is all this debt costing you? It looks pretty grim, doesn't it? Well, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to end up this way. But in order for it not to end up this way, you must take action. And you've got to do it now. Now I want you to close your eyes again And this time, picture yourself taking control of your life, staying with your plan through thick and thin, and becoming debt-free. In other words, see yourself having already accomplished your goal of becoming debt-free. Now, are you going to Hawaii? Or are you rewarding yourself by, say, paying cash for a new car? Or how about that investment plan that we talked about? Now picture all that money that's now going to pay your monthly debts going into a savings program. Picture yourself getting rich. Your future looks a whole lot brighter now, doesn't it? That picture that you just had in your mind can become reality. It can become your future if you will live by these principles. And let's take some time right now to restate those principles, to briefly review them. And you may want to write these down. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Number one, set the clear goal of becoming debt-free. Remember, it's not enough to just say, I want to pay my bills on time monthly. I want you to get out of this debt. Everything should be paid off except possibly your mortgage. Number two, set a goal of becoming financially independent. It's not enough just to say, I'm going to get my bills paid off. What are you going to do after you get your bills paid off? What are you going to do to propel you into that financial independence? Number three, live within a budget. And don't ever forget, budgets equal freedom, not bondage. Number four, pay yourself a portion of all you earn. I'd like you to strive to save 10%. If you can't do that, if it just your budget just doesn't balance, save less, but save something. I don't care if it's $10 a week, but you must get in the consistent habit of paying yourself first and paying yourself consistently. Number five, strive to live within that 10-70-20 principle that we talked about. 10% going to savings, 70% for your living expenses, including your mortgage, 20% going to a debt reduction program. If you can get within those parameters, prosperity is virtually guaranteed for you. Number six, have your goals clearly defined on your 3x5 cards. I recommend that you have at least three. Carry one with you, perhaps in your wallet or your purse. Have one maybe pictured on the medicine cabinet, so when you're brushing your teeth every day, you see that first thing in the morning. And have one on your nightstand, so you can read it when you get up in the morning and before you go to bed at night. I want these goals clearly defined in your mind, because that's what's going to get you to take consistent action. Number seven, don't forget to reward yourself. Use the reward principle. Take that trip to Hawaii. Take that dream vacation. Find something that's going to motivate you through this. Number eight, use the accountability factor or the attaboy principle. Very, very important to success in this program. If you're married, and this is number nine, work together. You must work together. Do not work separately. Number 10, get sick and tired of being sick and tired of this, because that's what's going to get you to act consistently. Number 11, don't let the creditor demands take you off course. Don't let your emotions take you away from this program. Number 12, write the five empowering reasons why you're going to stay with this plan on your 3x5 card and read them every day. And number 13, and this is the most important, take consistent action. Take control of your life. You can do it. When you feel yourself getting off track, the first thing I want you to do is read your goals again. Get that 3x5 card out and read it. Listen to this tape. I'm here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just go in the dresser drawer, or wherever you keep this thing, put it on, and let's reaffirm your goals so you can stay focused. And in case you haven't noticed by now, I'm a true believer in setting goals. I really believe that this is the key to accomplishment. In fact, every major accomplishment that I've ever made in my life has been the result of setting goals. And that's why I want you to set a goal to become debt-free and financially independent. That's what I'm wishing for you. Remember, you can only do what you think you can. You will never accomplish more. If you find that you're afraid of yourself, there is little for you in store. For fear comes from inside first. It's there if you only knew it. And you can win, though you face the worst, if you believe you're going to do it. And I believe you can do it, and you will do it. Just stay with this program, and may God bless your efforts.